this brother has been doing it for a minute. I mean, he's been down with some of the hottest groups, with the hottest group back in the day, Gangsta Foundation, and he is on Wu-Tang Records right now. I want to say what's up to my man Crumb Snatcher. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I appreciate you having me on air right now, man. Thank you.
Listen, man, for a lot of people know who you are, but tell everybody what you've been doing in the last couple of years, man, because we've been wanting to hear some Crumb joints, man.
Well, basically, man, since the unfortunate passing of, you know, my brother Guru, I've actually been off the scenes for a while. I've been working, working at a summer camp for the last 5 years with kids. So, you know, I've been fairly off the scene, but, you know, here and there I do some recording and features, and I actually released an album in 2009 called Hidden Scriptures. I guess that album actually caught the right ears, and through certain meetings with certain people, I had the opportunity to be able to meet John Moe Gibbons and get on to the Wu-Tang banner.
That's what's up. Now, before you got on the Wu-Tang, because you were with, are you still down with the Gangsta Foundation? Like, how does that really go right now?
Well, absolutely. I'm still in contact with Primo. You know, I speak to Fat Gary. I just actually did a video with Suge like a few months back. I'm still in contact. You know, but due to a lot of things that's going on, and you know, they're doing some internal cleaning right now.
Right.
And things of that nature. But you know, instead of just being inactive, you know, I decided to go ahead and go forward and try to look for some better opportunities as far as myself and as an artist to continue my my musical career. So, you know, that's how that situation came about. But, you know, again, you know, I'm still in contact with Premier and still got love on this side, you know, for Smiley and all the other brothers, man, from the Gangsta Foundation.
Right, because I know, like what was it, like 2 years ago when Guru passed away, you know, it was hard on everybody. Yeah. I know, like, the Gangsta, especially your people up there in Boston, it really hit them hard, you know, with Big Shug and, you know, the Elam family up there. And, you know, I just want to send out my condolences again, because, like, Gangsta, you I don't know, like, how, maybe it's just normal for you, but how was that being a part of that? Because, like, did you know that you guys were going to be as big as you are? And plus, not only have you worked with Primo, but you did some tracks, it's one of my classics, Never Grow Up, you did with Pete Rock. I mean, that was just, it's crazy. How do you maintain all that? I mean, and we just need some more of you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, first, I just wanted to clarify, like, the Never Grow Up single, actually, the song Never Grow Up was done by Knotts.
Oh, what? Okay, I thought it was done by Pete.
Well, the B-side featuring Guru was done by Pete Rock. Shout out to him. Okay. It was called Here We Go featuring Guru.
Right.
But, you know, as far as, like, affiliations, you know, it didn't dawn on me then, because I was a lot more younger and just excited, to be recorded and traveling and, you know, meet a whole bunch of other entertainers and artists. It didn't dawn on me until now, you know, as I'm a little bit more older and wiser, of the privilege that I had of being amongst hip-hop royalty like that. And you know, just to see, like, Guru, somebody, you know, of Guru's stature to pass away was, like, really a hard situation, you know, definitely for his family.
Right.
And for the fans, a lot of the fans, you know, because, you know, he was at the point where they was just now really recognizing, as far as, like, the younger generation, the talent that he had as, you know, as part of the Gangsta situation.
Right.
But also the jazz dads, the history that he created working with all the jazz artists with the Jazzmatazz volumes.
Exactly.
So
now, speaking of the younger generation, how is the Boston hip hop scene now compared to back then, back in the 90s? Because, like, you guys really had it popping back in the 90s, man.
Definitely it's actually the torch is being, you know, passed on to a lot of young artists that's coming up, like Terminology, you have Rex, you have Smoke Bulger, you have, like, a lot of these artists that's coming out, you know, Dre Robinson, Frankie Rainwhite, a lot of those guys, Slain Jason, they all coming up now and taking the, you know, as far as New England hip hop, I don't want to say Boston per se,
okay,
but taking New England hip hop to another level. You know, back then we had like Ed OG, who was like, you know, everywhere with, you know, Be a Father to Your Child, and I Got to Have It, like classic records like that. We had Almighty RSO,
right.
Benzino's group back then, who was doing their thing. And you know, we had Guru, you know, who thought it was best for him to go to New York and he'd be able to, you know, to walk his dogs out there and get it, you know, get his talent heard out there. And, you know, and all these are legendary guys who, like, actually paved the way for us. And, you know, it's a great thing. It's only getting better and getting greater, well, you know, with the upcoming artists we have now, like MDOT and a few others.
That's what's up. Now you just named, like, a whole slew of New England hip-hop artists, but on the national level, outside of New England, who are you really feeling right now?
Coming out of the New England area?
New England or outside of New England?
As far as, like, right now, like, I've been so long off the scene, but I know there's, like, a lot of names that's you know, that's been talked about. You know, I'm trying to recollect some of the names that's been ringing a lot.
Right.
But I definitely know, as far as in my area, I know Rex is doing his thing, and you know, I know there's a lot of artists that's up and coming, that's coming out. It's good to see Saigon do his thing. I've known that brother for a while.
Right.
You know, it's just so many, man. You know, it's hard for me to really narrow it down. But, you know, I'm more now trying to keep my ear more to the streets as far as seeing what's coming up. And start staying more in tune with the underground scene.
That's what's up. Now, on the line, we have Wu-Tang recording artist Crumb Snatcher, and now he's going to tell us, moving forward, about your new project that you have out now.
Okay, the new project just dropped on October 4th. Mm-hmm. It's actually like a street album, a collection of songs, a collection of new songs and old songs, and actually two of the songs on the album actually has Guru on there, rest in peace, older tracks. And this one here is just like a prelude to what's coming up around April this year, called The Key.
Okay.
This album, The Key, yeah, this the album The Key is what's coming out under the Wu-Tang Management and Protect Your Neck Records.
Okay, the current project that's out now is called The Resurrection of the Golden Wolf.
Of the Golden Wolf.
How did you come up with that? How did you come up with that title? And what's the meaning behind that title?
It has a twofold meaning, because actually, you know, I have my own label and I have my own camp, which we call Wolves.
Okay.
And you know, and I consider myself like the Golden Wolf, you know, due to, like, a, you know, one of my favorite colors is gold. So, okay. You know, and actually I'm a big fan of Sonny Chiba karate movies.
Mm, okay.
So, yeah, and actually it was a movie called The Golden Wolf with Sonny Chiba. So that actually, you know, inspired me to go ahead and do the album as far as, like, my comeback with my Camp Wolves.
Word. And it's 22 tracks on this album, correct?
Yes.
Word. Whew. Yeah, because I heard, like, half the album, and I'm going to get into one track right now. But I just want to congratulate you, man, because, like, we actually need more artists like you, because you – this is what I wanted to ask you. Are you staying with the same formula as you were when you first came out?
Actually, as far as everything that I've learned – being under the Gangsta situation, and everything that I'm learning now under the Wu-Tang situation, Wu-Tang Management situation, it's a combination of both of those chambers, of those schools, and me evolving as a man, and you know, as a man and as a person from those years back then. So I would take all those into perspective, you know. And it's just like, you know, good music. You know, back then, what I was rapping about, I was going through within my neighborhood. Now, you know, like I said, I'm evolving as a man, as a human being, as a spiritual person. And, you know, it's a new direction, man. It's going to be good music, hip-hop music, but it's going to be righteous music.
Yeah, exactly. Now, was the transition hard going over to Wu-Tang management, to Wu-Tang records? Like, was that transition hard, or you've been in the game for so long, it was just a smooth transition for you?
Well, actually, it was a gradual transition because, you know, a lot of those brothers, like, if you go back, like, my first album, you know, some of the fans, you know, have, not, excuse me, if some of the fans are not familiar with my music, I have my first album is called Snatcher Season 1,
right,
which Timbo King of the Royal Family is on that album.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and, you know, and Ghostface is on my Let the Truth Be Told album. And, like, gradually, through Guru and through Premier, I was introduced as a Gangsta member to all of these brothers. Like, I've met RZA, I've met Inspector Deck, I've met, like, Raekwon, I've met numerous different artists, Master Killer, being under the Gangstar fold. So, right, you know, these guys, you know, the Killer Priest, all of these guys, they introduced me to these guys. So the transition was a lot more smooth because we was already familiar as far as with each other.
Right.
And, you know, and I've always been a fan of Wu-Tang. Like, same way as, like, you know, Gangstar. I was a fan of their music, you know, and I became even more of a fan once I became a part of that banner. So now here in a different school, you know, I'm learning a lot more, you know, just getting myself physically and mentally together to be able to be the proper representation of what they're looking for out of me.
Word. Now, the new project that you said that's coming out in April, tell me a little bit about that and who's on the records and, like, who produces. Do you have any special guests on your album?
We have, like, a couple of features that we're working on. I don't want to really say too much.
Okay.
But, you know, as far as production-wise, it's in-house. It's the Wu-Tang. Some of the Wu-Tang DJs, actually, the one who did the majority of the production, his name is DJ Intrigue of the Wu-Tang DJs.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and basically, like, this album is, like, my first step forward under the Wu-Tang banner, or the Wu-Tang management banner. And it's like a new, you know, new sound for me. It's a new moniker. I'm going under KS, aka King Solomon, which stands for Student of Life, on my own now.
Word.
And yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, the key is just a prelude to what I got coming in the future, man. It's, you know, things.
That's what's up. Hey, look, are you doing any shows? Are you lining up any tours right now? Because I know, like, you're really burning them down in Boston, but are you going to come to, like, the Philadelphia/New York area anytime soon?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we're getting a tour together. It should be me, Keith Murray, and Capadonna.
Ooh.
We're in the process of getting that done. And actually, we got a movie we're going to be working on soon, too, called Stage Fright.
Word. Hey, look, you know, man, when that tour comes, please let it. Look, shout out to Justice Hype Man from Wu-Tang Management. He actually hooked up this interview for us. But tell Justice, please, you have to come to Philly, man. We love you in Philly, for real.
Absolutely. It'll be an honor, man. Philadelphia is where it's at, man. That's a historic spot right there.
Hey, look, man, how can people get in contact with you?
I have my my Facebook page. You can go to Crumb Snatcher on Facebook. Also, I have a MySpace, so myspace.com/officialcrumbsnatcher, and that's with a KRUMBSNATCHA. And through those two sites right there, or through, you know, Wu-Tang Management, WuWorld.com. Through there, you can be able to contact me or contact management, and, you know, we're looking forward to hearing from fans.
Hey, look, I want to thank you for coming on again. And the name of the new project is called The Resurrection of the Golden Wolf. It's out on Wu-Tang Records right now. And how can people get a copy of that?
Actually, you can go to Amazon.com. And actually, The Resurrection of the Golden Wolf out on Chamber Music.
Oh, it is?
It comes out in April. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, I want to thank you for coming on again. And when that new project comes out, we got to link up, and I want you to come back in the studio. Either you can come back in the studio, or you can come back on the phone. It doesn't even matter. But please, that tour that you just said, it has to come to Philly. Y'all definitely have to come through.
It'll be my pleasure, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, look, I'm gonna get into Do What I Gotta off the current project right now. Is that cool?
No problem, man. Thank you, man. And I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right, man. Hey, look, I want to thank you again for coming on, and we're going to keep in touch, okay?
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Phil Top.
That's what's up, man. Hey, Take it easy, man, all right?
You too, my brother.
All right, peace.